Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu. At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Have you ever felt overwhelmed by the demands of life, struggling to find balance and purpose? In our chaotic world, it's easy to lose sight of what truly matters. But what if I told you there's a way to find lasting peace and fulfillment? Today, I want to explore with you the transformative power of putting God first in every aspect of our lives. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. When we prioritize God above all else, everything in our lives falls into perfect harmony. It's like finding the missing piece that brings clarity to the entire picture of our existence. This simple yet profound shift in perspective can revolutionize how we navigate life's challenges and joys. As we read in Matthew 6, verse 33, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." This verse captures the essence of our message today. By seeking God's kingdom above all else, we align ourselves with his divine plan and purpose. In doing so, we find that everything else we need, peace, joy, fulfillment, naturally follows. Today, I want to explore this profound truth and discover how we can practically apply it to our daily lives. We'll examine 3 key areas where putting God first can radically transform our lives. Number 1, the power of surrender. My dear friends, the first step in putting God over everything is surrendering our will to His. This concept of surrender might seem contradictory in a world that celebrates independence and self-sufficiency. However, true strength lies not in our own abilities, but in our willingness to yield to God's perfect plan. When we surrender to God, we're not admitting defeat, we're accepting victory. We're acknowledging that His ways are higher than ours, His thoughts more profound than we can comprehend. In Proverbs 3, verse 5, we find this timeless wisdom. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding." This verse challenges us to let go of our limited perspective and trust in God's infinite wisdom. It's an invitation to release our grip on control and allow God to steer the course of our lives. Surrendering to God doesn't mean we become passive observers in our own lives. Rather, it means we actively choose to align our will with His, seeking His guidance in every decision we make. It's about recognizing that our lives are not our own, but a gift from God to be used for His glory. When we surrender, we open ourselves up to God's transformative power. We allow Him to mold us, shape us, and use us for His divine purposes. This surrender is not a one-time event, but a daily choice we must make. Each morning, we have the opportunity to lay our lives before God, inviting Him to take the lead. As we do this, we begin to experience a profound shift in our perspective. The challenges that once seemed overwhelming now become opportunities for God to display His power. The decisions that once paralyzed us with fear now become occasions to trust in God's guidance. Surrender also brings a deep sense of peace and contentment. When we're no longer striving to control every aspect of our lives, we find rest in God's sovereign care. We can let go of anxiety and worry, knowing that our lives are in the hands of a loving Father. In Matthew 11, verse 28, Jesus extends this beautiful invitation. "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." This rest comes when we surrender our burdens to Him, trusting in His strength rather than our own. Surrendering to God also means surrendering our dreams and ambitions. This doesn't mean giving up on our goals, but rather submitting them to God's will. When we do this, we often find that God's plans for us are far greater than anything we could have imagined. As it says,
life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
In Ephesians 3, verse 20. "Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us." God's dreams for us are bigger than our own. And when we surrender to Him, we open ourselves up to these divine possibilities. Surrender also involves letting go of past hurts and grievances. When we hold on to bitterness or unforgiveness, we hinder our ability to fully surrender to God. By releasing these burdens to Him, we free ourselves to experience the fullness of His love and grace. Remember, my friends, that surrender is not a sign of weakness, but of strength. It takes courage to admit that we're not in control, to lay down our pride and trust in God's plan. But as we do, we tap into a source of strength far greater than our own. In 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9, we find this powerful truth. "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." When we surrender our weakness to God, He infuses us with His strength. So today, I encourage you to take a step of surrender. Whatever area of your life you've been holding on to, release it into God's capable hands. Trust that He has a perfect plan for you, one that surpasses anything you could achieve on your own. As you surrender, you'll find a new level of freedom and purpose in your walk with God. You'll discover the joy of living, not for yourself, but for the one who gave everything for you. And in this surrender, you'll experience the transformative power of putting God over everything. Number two, reordering our priorities. My friends, when we put God over everything, we naturally begin to reorder our priorities. This shift in focus doesn't happen overnight, but it's a gradual process of aligning our hearts with God's will. As we surrender to Him, we start to see the world through His eyes, and our values begin to change. Things that once seemed so important fade into the background, while eternal matters come to the forefront. In Matthew 6, verse 21, Jesus tells us, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." This profound statement invites us to examine where we're investing our time, energy, and resources. Are we pouring ourselves into temporary pursuits, or are we focusing on things of eternal value? When we put God first, we begin to treasure what He treasures. We start to prioritize relationships over possessions, character over achievements, and eternal impact over worldly success. This doesn't mean we neglect our responsibilities or stop pursuing excellence in our work and studies. Rather, it means we approach these areas of life with a new perspective, seeing them as opportunities to glorify God. We work not just for a paycheck, but as an act of worship to our Creator. We study not just for good grades, but to develop the gifts that God has given us for His service. Putting God first also means prioritizing our time with Him. In the busyness of life, it's easy to push a quiet time with God to the margins. We tell ourselves we'll pray when we have more time, or we'll read the Bible when life slows down. But my dear friends, if we wait for the perfect moment, it may never come. We must intentionally carve out time for God, making Him the first priority of our day. As we read in Psalm 5, verse 3, "My voice, you shall hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning, I will direct it to you, and I will look up." When we start our day with God, we set the tone for everything that follows. We invite His presence and guidance into our activities, decisions, and interactions. This daily commitment to putting God first gradually transforms our entire lifestyle. We begin to filter our choices through the lens of God's Word and will. We ask ourselves, does this align with God's purposes for my life? Will this decision draw me closer to God or pull me away from Him? As we consistently choose God's way over our own desires, we find ourselves walking in greater freedom and peace. The Apostle Paul understood this principle well. In Philippians 3, verses 7 to 8, he writes, "But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed, I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ." Paul recognized that nothing in this world could compare to the surpassing worth of knowing Christ. He was willing to give up everything, his status, his achievements, his very life, to pursue a deeper relationship with God. This, my friends, is what it means to truly put God over everything. It's a radical reordering of our priorities that may seem foolish to the world, but is the epitome of wisdom in God's eyes. As we reorder our priorities, we may face opposition from those around us who don't understand our choices. We may be criticized for spending time in prayer instead of pursuing worldly success. We may be mocked for choosing to live by biblical principles in a society that rejects absolute truth. But remember the words of Jesus in Matthew 5, verse 11. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. When we face opposition for putting God first, we can take comfort in knowing that we're walking in the footsteps of Christ. Reordering our priorities also means reevaluating our relationships. While we're called to love everyone, we need to be intentional about surrounding ourselves with people who encourage our faith. As we read in Proverbs 13, verse 20, "He who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will be destroyed." This doesn't mean we isolate ourselves from those who don't share our faith. Instead, it means we seek out mentors and friends who can inspire and encourage us on our spiritual journey. We cultivate relationships that challenge us to grow closer to God and live out our faith more boldly. As we put God first in our relationships, we also become better friends, family members, and neighbors. We learn to love others with God's love, to forgive as we've been forgiven, and to serve selflessly as Christ served us. My dear friends, reordering our priorities is not about following a set of rigid rules. It's about cultivating a heart that longs for God above all else. It's about developing a deep, abiding relationship with our Creator that influences every aspect of our lives. As we do this, we'll find that our lives become more purposeful, more joyful, and more impactful. We'll discover the truth of Jesus' words in Matthew 6, verse 33, that when we seek first God's kingdom, everything else falls into place. So I challenge you today, take an honest look at your priorities. Where does God rank in your daily life? Is he an afterthought, or is he at the center of everything you do? If you find that other things have taken God's rightful place, don't be discouraged. Today is a new day, an opportunity to reorder your priorities and put God back where he belongs, over everything. Number 3, living out our faith. My friends, putting God over everything isn't just about what we believe or how we feel. It's about how we live our lives day by day, moment by moment. It's about allowing our faith to permeate every aspect of our existence. As James 2, verse 26 reminds us, "For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also." Our faith should be vibrant, active, and visible to those around us. When we truly put God first, it shows in our actions, our words, and our attitude. We become living testimonies of God's transformative power. One of the most powerful ways we can live out our faith is through love. Jesus himself said in John 13, verse 35, "By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." This love isn't just a feeling, it's a choice we make every day. It's choosing to be patient when we're frustrated, to be kind when we're tired, to forgive when we've been hurt. It's seeing others through God's eyes and treating them with the same grace and mercy he's shown us. Living out our faith also means standing firm in our convictions, even when it's difficult. In a world that often rejects biblical values, we're called to be salt and light. As Jesus tells us in Matthew 5, verses 13 to 14, "You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. This doesn't mean we're to be harsh or judgmental. Rather, we're to live in such a way that others are drawn to the hope and peace that we have in Christ. We're to speak the truth in love, always ready to give a reason for the hope that is in us. Another crucial aspect of living out our faith is serving others. Jesus set the ultimate example of servanthood, washing his disciples' feet and giving his life for us. He calls us to follow in his footsteps, to put others' needs before our own. In Mark 10, verse 45, we read, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." When we serve others, we're not just doing good deeds, we're reflecting the heart of God. We're showing the world what it looks like to put God over everything, to live for something greater than ourselves. Living out our faith also means being good stewards of what God has given us. This includes our time, our talents, and our resources. In 1 Peter 4, verse 10, we're told, "As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God." When we use our gifts to serve God and others, we're acknowledging that everything we have comes from Him. We're putting Him first by using His blessings for His purposes. My dear friends, living out our faith isn't always easy. There will be times when we're tempted to compromise, to take the easy way out. But remember the words of Paul in Galatians 2, verse 20. "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." When we put God over everything, we're no longer living for ourselves. We're living for Christ, empowered by His Spirit within us. This means we can face any challenge, overcome any obstacle, because we're not doing it in our own strength. Living out our faith also involves constant growth and renewal. We're called to be lifelong learners, always seeking to know God more deeply. As Paul writes in Philippians 3, verse 12, "Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me." This growth happens as we study God's Word, spend time in prayer, and remain open to the Holy Spirit's guidance. It happens as we fellowship with other believers, encouraging one another and motivating each other toward love and good deeds. My friends, when we truly put God over everything, it changes how we see the world around us. We begin to see opportunities where we once saw obstacles. We see people in need where we once saw inconveniences. We see God's hand at work in every situation, even the difficult ones. As we read in Romans 8, verse 28, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose." This doesn't mean everything will be easy, but it does mean that God can use everything for our growth and His glory. So I challenge you today, don't just hear these words, but put them into action. Let your faith be more than just a belief. Let it be a way of life. Be bold in your love, unwavering in your convictions, selfless in your service. Use your gifts, your resources, your very life to glorify God and bless others. Remember, every day is an opportunity to live out your faith in new and powerful ways. Every interaction is a chance to show God's love to someone who may desperately need it. Every decision is a moment to choose God's way over your own. As you do this, you'll find that putting God over everything doesn't diminish your life. It enriches it beyond measure. You'll experience the joy, peace, and purpose that come from living in alignment with your Creator's will. And you'll be a living testimony to the transformative power of a life fully surrendered to God. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, you are the author of life, the sustainer of all creation. Your wisdom surpasses human understanding. Your power knows no bounds. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Lord, you are the rock upon which I stand, my fortress in times of trouble. Thank you for your mercy that endures forever. Great is your faithfulness. Thank you for the gift of life and for your undeserved grace that covers me each day. I am grateful for your gentle guidance that leads me on paths of righteousness. Thank you for being my strength when I am weak and my hope when I despair. Merciful Lord, I confess my sins before you, asking for your cleansing and forgiveness. I forgive those who have wronged me, just as you have forgiven me. Father, help me to truly put you over everything in my life. Let my heart's desire be to seek you first, above all else. When distractions arise, give me the strength to stay focused on you. In the name of Jesus, I surrender anything that tries to take your rightful place in my life. Let nothing and no one overshadow my devotion to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of selfishness and claim the spirit of surrender. I declare that I align myself with your perfect will. Guide me, Lord, in reordering my priorities. When worldly success beckons, let my heart find its true wealth in you. When the need for human appraisal arises, remind me that your approval is all I need. When fleeting pleasures tempt me, Lord, be my enduring joy and fulfillment. I pray for healing in every area of my life. Lord, touch my heart with your transforming power. Restore my mind and renew my spirit. I rebuke every attack of the enemy, and I declare that no compromise or distraction shall succeed. For you are my sovereign Lord. I pray for your divine protection over my life, my loved ones, and my devotion to you. Surround me with your presence, Lord, and keep me close to your heart. Bless my loved ones to also experience the joy of putting you first. Let your spirit work powerfully in their lives, drawing them ever closer to you. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, exalting you in our lives above all else. Lord, we declare that you alone are worthy of our highest devotion and deepest love. We claim the abundant life that comes from seeking first your kingdom. Fill us afresh with your Holy Spirit, empowering us to live fully devoted to you. We thank you for your unwavering love that gently draws us back when we stray. Help us to always remember that you are more than enough in every situation. Let us find our identity, purpose, and satisfaction in you alone. Heavenly Father, help us to put you first in all we do, seeking your will above our own desires. Align our hearts to prioritize your kingdom and righteousness, trusting that all else will follow. Lord, cover us in our comings and goings. Let your will be done on earth and in our lives as it is in heaven. We exalt your holy name above all else. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business.
and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.